Goodbye, peaches. How long does a thing have to die before you stop insisting otherwise? The tree outside the front windows could not have made it any clearer, and yet there I was, avoiding 9/10 of the evidence while the upper branches blew their wad on a cache of blossoms, and I rejoiced, imagining something of a resurrection, though the flowers had come too early, like party guests intent on avoiding the inevitable downfall at the later rounds. Even when it came, that fungal mutiny on the leaves, I leapt for the bottle in the garage that did the trick last summer. I believed the lifeline was mine to throw. I believed rescue was simply a matter of time and stubbornness. My father slipped away with no one in the room. In the yards before my return, the tree had laid itself to rest. Now the birds are in my heart, pecking at all the fruit that's left.